Today's episode is all about the top five mistakes new IT professionals make once they get into the IT industry. So stay tuned and don't forget to click like, subscribe, and that notification bell. Welcome to Debt Free in IT. I'm your host, Mike. This podcast is for anyone who's looking to get into the IT industry. Whether it's for a career change or you're just interested, I think you come to the right place. So like I stated earlier, today's episode is all about those five mistakes that new IT professionals make once they start working inside the IT industry. So without further ado, I'm just going to jump straight to it. So in one of the first mistakes I see a lot of new IT professionals make is passing off issues. We all know that one coworker, or maybe you may have been this coworker, that love to pass off those issues that take a little time to resolve. So I'm not talking about the issues that need to go up to the next level. So if you're tier one, I'm not referring to the issues that need to be sent to tier two or tier three to resolve. I'm talking about those everyday issues that any technician can resolve. But you always run across that one coworker that ends up, they get that issue, they don't want to take that extra time to resolve it, or they may be lazy. It may take them going out to the floor or going to wherever the issue is happening. And a lot of times they just don't want to take that extra time to resolve it. So they end up passing it off to the next shift or passing it off to another coworker. So you don't want to be this type of coworker. So in the IT industry or in your enterprise, once you get known for doing those types of things, a lot of times, even though you may be at a large enterprise, but word starts to travel fast. So especially if you're working in a position where someone takes over your place after you leave. Let's say you're working help desk on first shift, and let's say somebody comes in to relieve you on help desk on second shift. Those types of positions, you definitely don't want to be this type of coworker where every time the shift comes in to relieve you, they got to pick up and take care of issues that should have been resolved on your shift. They got to pick up from where you left off. You leave them in a bind. So they got to catch up on their job. Then also they got to cover some of your shift, some of the issues that you didn't want to resolve, or you just passed them on because you knew somebody else was coming up that could take over after you. So being this type of coworker that does these types of things, passing off all kind of issues to the next person or to the next shift, a lot of time it could lead to a bad reputation. And then also in the job hunt, or as you try to progress through your career, it's going to end up hurting you in the long run. Because if you're in a large enterprise, or even if you're in a medium size or small enterprise, once word gets out that, oh, he don't want to take the time to work through any kind of issues he get, anytime he get a little difficult issue, he sends it off to the next person, or he sends it off to another person on his team. A lot of times when you start trying to progress through your career, so let's say if you're a help desk, you want to move up to desktop, or you want to move to networking or server, a lot of times those managers in your enterprise is going to ask other coworkers or other people that may have worked with you what type of coworker you are or what type of person you are. And as soon as they find out that, oh, he's known for passing off issues, or anytime he gets something a little difficult, he's not going to take the time to work through it. He's going to try to quickly pass it off to the next shift or leave it lingering until somebody else picks it up and resolve it. A lot of time, man, it's going to put your career at a stunt. It's going to stunt your growth, where you're going to end up either standing at one position for longer than you should be, or you're going to end up leaving that company to where someone that doesn't know your work ethic and try to move up from there. So all of this you want to take into account. So don't be that coworker that passes off issues to the next shift or wait on somebody else to resolve their issue. So the second mistake I see a lot of people do once they get inside the IT industry is they get comfortable in one position. So after trying so hard to get into the industry, once you get in and things can become overwhelming. So being very overwhelmed can often lead to you being comfortable in one position. And I'll admit it, this was me a couple of years ago. So I remember starting at the help desk. It was very overwhelming. It was so overwhelming that it stopped me from trying to apply for higher roles, at least for about 2 or 3 years. It was roughly around about 2 to 3 years, maybe 4 years before I started applying for other jobs. So you don't want to be that person that gets in that position and then you get comfortable, especially if it's like you're just beginning your career. So if you're in the help desk or you're in desktop, You get overwhelmed, you get depressed, and you end up wanting to move up, but you don't want to take that extra initiative where you may come home and instead of coming home trying to study to move up to that next level, you come home, go straight to Netflix or turn on the video game or something like that to relieve stress. So you don't want to end up getting comfortable in one position. Sorry to interrupt this video. According to my YouTube analytics, 84% of my viewers are not subscribed. So if I have provided value to you in any one of my episodes and you're not subscribed, please consider doing so as it does help out the channel. And also, if you're listening in your favorite podcasting app, please leave me a review and share this podcast with a friend. Now back to the episode. So the third mistake I see a lot of new IT professionals make once they start working in the industry is skipping testing. So no matter what position, most of us end up in some sort of support role. In this support role, we end up working on all types of issues. So while working on those issues, we may tend to forget to test our fixes or our resolutions. So in most cases, when you get an issue and you're working on it, you want to make sure that that issue is completely fixed before you put it back in production. A lot of times we tend to forget to test it out. A lot of times we have been doing it for so long and doing the same thing for so long, we often end up saying, okay, I know I took all the steps, so it should be good. Sure. I remember when I first started working in desktop, I remember I had to go off site to troubleshoot a PC. I ended up needing to re-image that PC. So for those of you that don't know what re-imaging is, that's pretty much the same way as on your home PC. When you reload Windows back on your home PC, that's the same thing as kind of re-imaging it, except for in a large environment, I'm able to do that to about 5 to 10 PCs at one time by re-imaging it on the network. So by re-imaging, only thing I'm doing is taking that existing operating system of Windows and just putting a new one on there. It's the same image. It's just almost like I'm giving someone a new PC. So after taking this PC back and then after re-imaging the PC, I was in a rush to put the PC back in place for some reason. So I went back to put the PC in place, the user powered it on, and the PC was still messed up. So I had to take the PC back to my office, get a new PC, and then the day later go and put that PC back in its place for the user can work. Moral of the story, always check your solutions before putting it back in place. If I would have tested that PC out in the first place, I would have realized that that PC was still messed up, and I would have went ahead and imaged up a brand new PC and gave it back to the user. That could have saved me a whole day. So the fourth mistake I see a lot of IT professionals make once they start working in the IT industry is not getting out networking and meeting other professionals at your job. Sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know. So getting out and networking can be very valuable for your career progression. You need to make sure that people know who you are. A lot of times this can be done by reaching out to them or just having a conversation whenever you have a call or whenever, let's say if you're in help desk, whenever you have to call on the higher level, just have a conversation with the person you speak to. And if that's a position you're interested in, let them know that you're interested. And that way you can ask them what's the qualifications to get up in the position that they're in or in their department or on their team. So by letting them know that you're interested in moving up to the position in their department, that way, whenever they have an opening, guess who's going to be the first person that comes to mind? The person that they talk to from the help desk or from the lower position that show interest and also that let them know that they're interested in becoming a engineer or whatever, moving to whatever department that person is in. Even if you go out and network and let people know your interest, if it doesn't end up leading to a job in that position or for that department, it still lets you know what kind of experience and certifications that those certain type of positions require. That way you can better prepare yourself to be ready for the future or to be ready if another job opens or be ready for a job at another company. Because most of them are going to have similar requirements for our certifications. You know, if it's a networking role, we all know that it's going to either require a CCNA or either a CCNP. So this is going to help you to better prepare for the future and be ready, or how the saying goes, stay ready so you ain't got to get ready. So the last mistake I see a lot of IT professionals make once they get into the IT industry is underestimating documentation. So documentation in this industry is everything. It can make your job a whole lot easier. At most organizations, you're usually going to be working from some sort of ticketing system. So if someone has an issue, They put in a ticket, you pull the ticket, resolve the ticket. Then usually you have the option inside the ticket to put in what steps you took to resolve that ticket. Now, a lot of times we, as we get comfortable in a position or comfortable in a role, you start to see the same thing. So you tend to get relaxed and not really put in how you end up fixing that issue. You may just put in ticket resolved. That's cool. That's cool. But what I'm referring to is those issues that took days to resolve. You want to make sure you document those tickets good, because that way when that issue comes back up, and trust me, that issue will come back up. But when it comes back up, you got something to refer back to. You may have saved a ticket number. That way you have in your notebook or your book of notes, the ticket number and what was the issue. That way that issue comes back up, you go back in your ticketing system, you search for that ticketing number, and that way you can see, oh, last time I took these steps, or last time this ended up being the issue. But what that does, that helps you to end up finding that resolution faster than what it did before. So you don't have to redo the wheel. You don't have to rework the wheel. So you get the issue, make sure you document it, put in what steps you took, especially if it's one of those issues you only see every couple of months. Trust me, this comes in handy when you're out there in the field or when you're out there on the job. It helped me out plenty of times. I would have those troublesome tickets that would took me a long time. I would have it in my notes, the ticket number and what was the issue, because those issues don't come up often. So you ain't going to see it every day. They usually tend to come up every couple of months. Time you forget about it, it comes back up. So that way, having something to go back to and refer to made my job a little bit easier, because I was able to quickly resolve those types of issues. The same thing goes if you're in a networking or in a security position. Let's say you're placing some new equipment on the network. You need to make sure you update the documentation with the new equipment, because it can cause a long day when you're troubleshooting something and not realize that one of the devices has been updated or one of the devices has been replaced. Because a lot of times that's probably going to be some of what your issue may be. So remember one thing if you don't remember nothing, document everything. So that brings me to the end of this episode. Hopefully you found some value in this episode. If you're watching via YouTube, please like and subscribe and share with a friend. If you're on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook, you can follow me at DebtFreeNIT. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me at DebtFreeNIT@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, DebtFreeNITwithMike.com. Other than that, I'll see you next week. Peace.